Philippians chapter 2. If there is, therefore, any encouragement in Christ, if there is any comfort of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if there is any compassion and mercies, fulfill my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or selfish ambition, but in humility, let each consider others better than themselves. Let everyone not look out just for his own interests, but let every one also look out for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not think it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Herefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him a name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess at Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God who works you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputes, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yes, and if I am offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I have joy and rejoice with you all. On you also rejoice, and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state, because I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your estate. As all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But you know his proof, that as a son with the Father, he has served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him presently, so soon as I shall see how it go. I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he who ministered to my ants, because he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because you had heard that he had been sick, because indeed he was sick near to death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sore row. I send him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because of Christ he was near to arding his life, to supply your lack of service towards me.